Good morning. My name's Martin. I'm a member of this community. Watch. Wait. The day of God is at hand. Like the bud on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake. The reign of God is very near. We are here, watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad, and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. This morning's Bible reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 18 to 30. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. All these I have kept since I was a boy," he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he became very sad because he was very wealthy. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus replied, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." Peter said to him, "We have left all we have to follow you." "Truly I tell you," Jesus said to them, "no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life." Then who can be saved? Prosperity was a sign of God's favor, which is why this question is asked. No doubt this ruler thought he was favored. Yet he must have felt there was something missing, despite having followed the old ways so rigorously as he claimed. In one of his books, Tom Wright translates eternal life as the life of the age to come. And that age was being ushered in by Jesus. And he offers the man discipleship. Not an easy life, but a fulfilling one. The excitement of being part of what Jesus was bringing, the camaraderie of Jesus' band of followers, the fellowship of a community of believers with something new to offer the world. And we all know the end of Luke's story, which is also a new beginning. So this man's inability to shake off the old ways seems like a missed opportunity. For us standing, or at the moment sitting, on the other side of these events, possessions may or may not be an obstacle. But we can easily miss opportunities. So today, perhaps we should think about what opportunities to follow Jesus may be coming our way right now. Spirit of peace, quiet our hearts, heal our anxious thoughts, and free us from our fretful ways. Breathe on us your holy calm, so that in the stillness of your presence we may open ourselves to trust and be transformed. Amen. We now have a period of silent prayer. Well, silent prayer, while some music is played. Like the sun that is far away, but still close at hand to warm us, so God's Spirit is always present around us. We live, breathe, work, rest, and have our very being in you, God. Open now the windows of our souls so that we can see you. And when we can see God, we are free to truly love, free to truly live. Amen. Breakfast will be served shortly.